Hello and welcome to the House of Healing. My name is Dr. Lisa. I am so excited to have you here today. It's so good to see you. Before we get started, I want you to share the live, invite a friend or a stranger that you know that needs to hear what God is saying about their purpose. God wants to connect you to your purpose. Being connected to your purpose has a lot to do with you meeting who God called you to be married to. Being connected to your purpose has a lot to do with what business you should be in, what type of ministry you should do. Your purpose leads you to the road that God divinely set for you. Before we get started, let's go to the throne of grace and prayer, and then we're going to say a declaration. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the gift of life. We don't take it for granted. We thank you, Lord, that you have anointed us and appointed us for such a time as this. And we will be connected to your divine purpose for our lives. We will walk in it and we will be successful. We destroy the assignment of hell in the name of Jesus. Hell does not have the spiritual authority to stop us from walking into our purpose. And we give you glory for it today, Lord. We thank you for your hedge of protection around us. We love you, Lord, and we need you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for divine blessings. And we pray in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's come on and clap and give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say a declaration, and I want you to memorize this. And we will say together, I am established and anointed by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. I am established and anointed by God. That is very important that you say that out loud every day. I am anointed. I am established and anointed by God. God connects us to certain people for a reason. You ever meet somebody and say, I wonder why I met that person. Or, you know what? Me and that person, we don't really speak anymore, but I know I met that person for a reason. When you're connected to the person God has for you, it will lead you closer to your purpose rather than away from it. Oh, I don't know who that is for. When you're connected to the person that God has for you, it will lead you closer to your purpose rather than away from it. Relationships that are focused on doing the will of God also benefit the lives of the people around them. So let's be honest, people of God. Many of us would have been connected or not really connected. Many of us would have been content by just having what? Fame, money, the houses that we want, being able to travel around the world. Many of us would have been really excited and felt like we were connected to our purpose if we had more power, if we had more money, if we had the certain friends we wanted or the certain social media following that we wanted. But that's not what God calls being connected to our purpose. Many of us desire to be married. And so that's why God wants me to talk to you, because being married to the right person involves you being connected to your purpose. Focus on getting married to an attractive guy or a beautiful woman is not being connected to your purpose. Posting pictures where you have traveled around the world is not being connected to your purpose. I don't know why, but these days we hear less about marriages that push you into serving. They don't really talk about that. They don't really talk about, being married and being pushed into serving instead of being served. We hear more about being invested in the wedding day. You know, how much I spent? I spent $50,000. I spent $151,000, and I had a yacht being donated. We hear more about being invested in the wedding day than about how a godly marriage should look. Can somebody relate to what I just said? We don't really hear about a godly marriage and how it should look. Being connected to your purpose will lead you to your godly marriage. When being connected to the right relationship, you will be able to bring God glory. And that's what connected to your purpose involves, giving God the glory. Not only will you have the opportunity to serve one another, but you definitely can be sure that your union will be an example to the world of what true love looks like. You see, you can't really go on what somebody in the world is telling you about your purpose. Whatever God is telling you, your purpose is going to lead you to your godly spouse. Your purpose is going to lead you to your godly husband. You have to remember that. Connection to the right person gives you the chance to break, those generational curses. Being connected to the right person, some of y'all are connected to the wrong. And that's why you're experiencing a lot of hell, a lot of generational curses. Why? Because that person has generational curses that now, when you're married to them, you are connected to those curses. They have tapped into your bloodline now. If you're not married and you are seeing somebody or you're dating or you're interested, you want to be careful. You want to go into prayer. A lot of times people come off one way. They act like they're Mr. Nice Guy. They're so godly. But as soon as they get a raise on their job, they start acting funny. How many of y'all can relate to that? Y'all met somebody who, you know, was making decent money according to them. It was able to sustain their lifestyle. But as soon as they got bumped up to making a few thousand more, they changed. They don't talk to you anymore. They don't text you like they used to. They, as a matter of fact, ignore your phone calls, but they say they're of God. I want you to know that Satan comes as an angel of light. I don't care how much they go to church. I don't care how much they tell you they read their Bible. I don't care how much they tell you that they watch videos every day and they pray with such and such pastor. If that person changes on you as soon as they start making money, I am telling you, that is not a woman or a man of God. Do you hear me? That is not a true man or a true woman of God. That is a false person that is ungodly, and they have came to set you on a course to move you away from your godly connection. That is not your true husband. I don't care if he said he wanted to marry you. If he acts funny because he got a raise, trust me, his God is his money. His God is not the God that's in heaven that you and I serve. So let me encourage you. You may not currently have the type of family that you would like to have, but guess what? Keep praying, because your connection is going to connect you. Your connection for your purpose is going to connect you to having your divine family. Hallelujah. Remember the life of Rahab. Y'all remember Rahab in the Bible? Everyone knew that she had been a prostitute in the past, but what did that matter after she protected the Israelite spies in Joshua chapter 2? The story is in Joshua chapter 2. God changed her future because of one divine connection. She had a divine connection that just changed her whole future. And that's what God wants you to know today. Your divine connection is going to change your future. Eventually, Rahab, she married Solomon, and they gave birth to Boaz later on. David, remember David in the Bible? David, he was a descendant from her lineage as well. And ultimately, Jesus Christ himself, he was a part of the lineage. God didn't allow her sexual baggage to stop her from being in line with the plans that God had for her on this earth. Now, am I saying go out here and have sex with everybody? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God had greater plans for her life. And because of her divine connection, it changed her future. When God has a great plan for your life, he connects you to the right people. Some of y'all are still connected to the wrong people. We've been talking about this. You have got to disconnect yourself today from the wrong people. If it's one person, disconnect yourself from that person. in relationships, we are looking for someone that definitely is spiritually divine, definitely somebody that speaks the true word of God, not a person that tells lies. Remember, if you're in connection with a person that you feel like can connect you to your divine purpose and they are telling you lies, you know what you got to do. Cut that person off, because that's a lie. God would never connect you to people that tell lies. He would never connect you to someone who has rejected you. He would never connect you to people that will abandon you. That is not God. That spirit of rejection and abandonment, it is of the devil. It is of the kingdom of darkness. Those people will not connect you to your purpose. It might look like it, but trust me, it is not God's will for your life to be being abused in relationships. We find the type of relationships in which people will cover us spiritually, challenge us when they see areas that we can grow in, and definitely correct us when we may be off track or we're just not living up to the standard that God has for us. Conversely, when the enemy wants to destroy our lives, he sends the wrong people our way, people who will lure us into sin, keep us comfortable doing things outside of God's will, or try to criticize us whenever we seek to please God with our lives. Always consider the purpose of your relationships and where your connections are taking you. Let me say that again. Always consider the purpose of your relationships and where your connections are taking you. Sometimes God's people, we get mistreated. You know, we might feel as if God doesn't see when we're being mistreated wrong. But let me explain something to you. When you belong to God, those who contend, which means fight you, mistreat you, they have to contend with God. Why? Because you represent God. God is fighting for you. And those people that did you wrong, you just continue to be in prayer to God to keep you, to keep your mind, to keep you at the throne of grace, to connect you to your divine purpose, to keep your focus on God and not on man. I want to encourage you to continue to fast. We will be fasting together before the month of September. I'll call a fast. I'll come on the podcast here and I will talk about the importance of a fast. I'll go over different diet restrictions. If you are currently, you know, on medication, I'll give you some ideas. I am not a medical doctor, but I will definitely give you some ideas and then you can check with your physician. Fasting is very important. Fasting is going to help align you to your divine purpose. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, that you are connecting us to our divine purpose. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy will not be able to hinder what you said belongs to us. The enemy will not be able to hinder our road to our purpose. The enemy will not be able to stop what you have already ordained for our lives. We decree and declare that we will walk in our divine purpose. We will be connected for our divine purpose. We thank you, Lord, for our godly spouse. We thank you, Lord, for our godly husband. We thank you, Lord, for our godly wife in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are preparing us for marriage as we connect to our divine purpose. We thank you, Lord, that you are connecting us. Come on, y'all, go ahead and say it. Say, Lord, we thank you for divine connection. We thank you, Lord, that everything is working out for our good. Everything works out for the good of those who love God and who are called to his purpose. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Everything is working out for the good of those that love God and that who are called to his purpose. We thank you, Lord, that today we have a peace of mind. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to praise and worship you all day. We're not going to be distracted. We thank you, Lord, that we know the voice of God. And when we hear the lies of the enemy, Lord, we will pull them down by praying and by destroying them in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over our health. We plead the blood of Jesus over our divine connection, over our divine purpose. And we pray it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, let's clap and give God glory. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining me. Please share the podcast. If you have not already subscribed or following me, please subscribe and follow me here on the House of Healing podcast. Also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Dr. Lisa TV. I'm on Instagram. I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. Facebook, just type in Dr. Lisa Graham or either Lisa Graham. Excuse me. You'll see me up there with a green dress, leaning on a clear glass table. And you'll see my face. You'll see different posts that I have and different videos. Stay connected. You always want to be connected to the divine favor of God. You want to be connected to the anointing. Stay connected. Stay connected. Let me encourage you. Be happy today. Don't be depressed. And I look forward to talking to you soon. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And I look forward to you telling me about how you were connected to your divine purpose. Have a happy and blessed day. Bye-bye. Love you.